The OPS Student Spotlight returns today with a focus on Ajana Jones, an Omaha North High School senior. Ajana is in her third year participating in the culinary program at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center. In her current classes, Ajana says she's been working on baking basics and has been making all sorts of treats, including cookies, ice creams, custards, and pies. She says she's learning everything you would ever need to know about baking desserts. And that's a good thing since she plans to become a pastry chef. Ajana's very first classes at the Career Center were focused on the principles of cooking.
The 8 methods of cooking with learning some sanitation too, because my school stopped doing food, so they sent me here so that way I could learn from chefs. So I was like one of the first people from North to come here and learn like straight from her.
What's been your favorite part of the class this year?
This year, my favorite part is baking because I love to bake. And so learning more about it is just like fascinating. So I know how to make stuff better because I make cookies all the time. But now I'm learning how to make them better because I'm learning what goes in them and how that affects the makeup of cookies and stuff like that.
Has your family tapped you to cook more so now that you're in the culinary classes?
Oh, they do that all the time. For holidays, birthdays, and everything. My mom, she loves it when it's her birthday because I'll just make her whatever. Like, they love the fact that I want to cook. And then chef told them I'm supposed to be cooking like 3 times a week at home, and they jumped all over that. They were so happy.
Do they have a particular favorite thing that you make?
For my dad, I would say Eggs Benedict or pork tenderloin, and then for my mom, her favorite thing is an omelet or sweet potato pie.
Have you always liked being in the kitchen?
Yeah, since I was about 7, because there's like a whole backstory on why I wanted to be a chef. When I was 7, my mom was having my brother, so she was in the hospital, and the one night I was at home with my dad, he made me noodles and he forgot them on the stove. So I was like hungry and I was like, oh no, I had to learn how to cook. Otherwise, I'm just going to be hungry.
Have you faced any particular challenges in the culinary classes?
No, I mean, everything is just like a learning experience. So that's what makes it like not a challenge, because with cooking, you could not get it the first time. And then you might think you mess up on the whole thing and people still like love it. They're like, oh, this is fine. This is delicious. And you're just like, but I messed up.
What do you want to do in the future for career?
My ultimate goal is to own my own restaurant or a bakery, but I'm going to Metro in the fall for culinary, and I'm going to like specialize in pastries. I'm going to be a pastry chef.
Is there anything that you think people maybe don't understand about the culinary classes or about cooking?
You can mess up with savory foods, and it'll still be fine. Like, you might think you add too much salt and people still like it. But like when it comes to baking, that's an actual science. You can't add too much salt because you'll taste it or it'll turn out bad. You can't overheat things because then it won't turn out right. So I think the common misconception would be like baking is easier than cooking. And I would say cooking is easier than baking.
Any good advice you've received in your life so far as cooking?
To never overthink something that I'm gonna do and to always take your time, because if I'm baking and I feel like I mess up, then I'll try and rush through it and then it'll just get worse. But the more I've cooked, the more I've heard, take your time, slow down, and then you see the differences with when you actually do take your time.
If you've missed any of the OPS Student Spotlight features from this year or last year, you can listen online anytime at kios.org. I'm Cheryl Lee with the OPS Student Spotlight.